Okay, just a couple things here on the game last night. Thought there was improvement from a week ago. Still a lot of work to be done in several areas, but definitely thought that there was improvement in our play as a team. On the injury situation, start with Nick Martin. His ankle's still being evaluated. It is an ankle injury. It's still being evaluated by our doctors and our trainers. Really don't have any update for you right now. Nick Novak's in the NFL concussion protocol. He suffered a concussion at the end of the game last night on the last kickoff. So he's in that protocol, and we'll see how that goes day to day here. Fairburn has a quad injury. It's not serious, but it is a day to day deal that he's going to be dealing with. Alfred Blue should be back to practice this week. Derek Newton's making progress. Not sure when he's going to be back, but he is making progress. Dwayne Brown is making progress also. He won't be back this week, but he is definitely making progress. J.J. Watt obviously will not be back this week, but he's making a lot of progress with his rehab too. So that's basically an update on the injuries, and open it up to questions now.
Bill, does a high ankle sprain have to have swelling go down before you can make a judgment?
That's probably more a question for a doctor. But, I think anytime you have an injury, whether it's ankle or knee, I think you probably do have to wait for swelling to go down before you can really make a judgment.
Is there a possibility he could have to have surgery?
I think there's a you're talking about Nick?
Yeah.
Right now I'd say, yeah, that's a possibility, but that hasn't been determined yet. But that is a possibility.
Ed Werder tweeted that you said J.J., I think, was possibly missed the first two games. Give us an update on what you think about him other than he's not coming back this week.
I'm not sure. I'm not on Twitter, so I'm not sure about that. But I just don't think anybody can predict when J.J. will be back. I would say, though, that knowing J.J. the way I do, that he'll be back sooner rather than later. He's progressing really well. He's been able to do some things on the Alter G treadmill in there, which is a really good sign. As you guys would expect, J.J. is really wanting to do a lot more, and he's doing a good job of following the doctor's orders. But we feel good about where he's at right now relative to the beginning of the season.
Since you know Mance is going to start a while, can you give us an update about how he played last night
and his development? Sure. No, I think Greg,
I
think he had a solid night. You know, there were some things. You know, a couple times he was having to block Fairley, who's a very good player. And, he got beat a couple times, but he also held his own quite a bit against their front. And so for, being out there, having not been out there a whole lot up until this preseason because of his – injuries that he's had, you got to give the kid a lot of credit. He's paid attention. He's very smart, and I'm glad we have him.
In terms of the offensive line and playing all these backups, do you feel like you might, sort of blessing in disguise, you build some depth this way?
Well, I think that's a big part of it. You know, when you look at the positive side of it, we have built some depth here with that position over the last couple of years. You know, we've got the two guys that played tackle for us last night for the majority of the night, Lamb and Chris Clark. Those guys played pretty well, and I know that through their career so far, Lamb being a younger player, Clark being around for a long time, they've both started games before. I mean, Clark started a Super Bowl, so we have confidence in those guys. I thought that they played well. I think Jeff Allen had to miss last night's game for personal reasons, had a death in the family. He'll be back this week. He had been playing well for us. We at the right guard position last night, was okay. Some good, some bad. I thought Greg, like I just said, had a solid night. Xavier did some decent things, some improvement that he needs to make in certain areas, but overall was a decent night.
What did you think about the way Jadeveon played last night?
I thought he was active. I thought it was good that he was in there. It was good to see him back out there. There's some improvement that, like every player, that he needs to make in certain areas, but overall he was very active, made a lot of plays, pressured the quarterback, had a sack, set the edge in the running game, ran around, hustled around. It was good to see.
Because it's such a big deal here, the new synthetic surface, what did you think about it? Did you hear any kind of reaction from the players?
Yeah, I believe that our players really like it. I think that it's a really nice surface. It reminds me of the surface that we played on in New Orleans last year in the preseason. It's similar to the one in Dallas that we played on last year's preseason. So I know our players really like it. We're going to, you know, now with it down now, we have the ability to go in there and practice on it, you know, without having to walk across the street. We can go right across the hall here. So I think it's really good for our team.
You were commenting on the defensive line earlier with some of the changes that have to be made due to injuries. How do you see some of those players in the mix performing?
With the defensive line?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that those guys, you know, look, I think that Covington's had a good training camp. Still was pretty active last night, did a lot of things. DJ Reader, for a rookie, I think he's playing pretty well. We'll get Brandon Dunn probably back this week. We're going to ease him back into practice, but he'll be back. And there's other guys, you know, there's other guys that I think are playing pretty well. But I thought that overall those guys were active. You know, they did a good job. Obviously, I'm not mentioning Vince. I mean, Vince obviously went in there and did a good job. We held them to, I think they had 57 yards of offense in the first half and not a whole lot of rushing yards. And I'd say Vince has a lot to do with that, you know, taking up a lot of space, not getting moved around on the inside. So pretty happy with where the D-line is after last night. But again, like I say that, but I there's a lot of improvement to be made with this team. You know, we've got a long way to go here. We're still in training camp, and there's a lot of things we need to improve upon, but it was good to come out with a win. Yeah, I mean, he got out there and ran around. It was good. You know, he did some decent things. Good to be out there on the field. He's got a long way to go, though. You know, we think he's got a chance to be a decent player, but, you know, he missed, you know, a bunch of time with a hamstring, so he's got a long way to go.
After you watched the tape, what did you think about Osweiler's performance compared to right after the game?
I thought he played well. You know, I thought he commanded the offense well. I went for it there on 4th-and-3, and he tried to make a play to Will. I'm sure he wishes he had that throw back, but other than that, I thought he played pretty well. There were a couple throws that we need to do a better job of probably coaching, you know, some of the couple of throws that we had there to Braxton, a couple other things. But overall, I thought he commanded well. He was good in the huddle, and I thought he had a decent night.
Did he do at the line of scrimmage what you want, or is it too early for you to give him much leeway there?
No, he's got a bunch of leeway at the line of scrimmage. No, we do a lot at the line of scrimmage. He handles that really well. He's you know, most of our plays are plays where he has to make a decision either at the line of scrimmage or after the ball is snapped. You know, I mean, he really has to do a good job of understanding the foundation, the basic information of our offense, and he's done a good job with that.
When you looked at him on film today, what was he – you went, man, he did that better than the first game?
Well, look, I think one of the things we wanted to do in this game was open it up a little bit, you know. So we threw the ball down the field a little bit more, and we didn't really do that other than the one fade ball to Hopkins in the San Francisco game. We hadn't done that in the San Francisco game. So, you know, the guy throws a nice deep ball. Obviously, the Will Fuller touchdown, threw some nice comebacks, the one to Fuller on their sideline. You know, there was some good some really good down-the-field type throws, the crossing pattern to Braxton. So I thought that was one thing that he did well, which we know he can do, is throw the ball down the field.
How do you think?
Well, yeah, he's made a lot of strides. We're not going to make a judgment off of one play. He did have a really good two-minute drive at the end of the half that ended in a field goal, which was a really well-executed drive by him. And then he came out and, you know, we called a slip screen and they had it covered and, you know, he threw a backwards pass. So, you know, he just has to learn from that. But that's, you know, to me, with him, that's a mistake that, you know, won't happen again.
How do you think Braxton has picked up and learned the offense so far?
Very well. I think Braxton and Will, for rookie receivers, have done a really good job. I said that last night. You know, I think the fact that they're out there every day, they get all the reps, they're in all the meetings, they've been able to stay healthy. That goes a long way towards being able to learn. You know, when you're going against our defense, all the different things that our defense does, you know, it really forces you to have to learn the position and learn all the different ways to run routes and things like that. So I think they've both done a good job of learning.
But now that Rashard Clyde's back from the hamstring, what did you see from him in the game in terms of just getting to the ball and moving around?
Yeah, I thought it was okay. He did a good job on special teams. He was down there. He was active on the punt team. I remember one in particular where he was right there. The guy made a fair catch, and he was right there to make the tackle if the guy had decided to return it. So I thought he was active. I thought it was definitely an improvement for him.
Bill, while we may not see it over the course of next preseason game or preseason at all, do you have more flexibility with the personnel you now have here with what you can do with your playbook?
Yeah, I think I know what you're asking. I mean, there is more diversity at the wide receiver position and at the running back position. And so then it all comes down to, you know, who are we playing? How are they going to play us? How are we going to deploy these different guys? I think we're a long way off from that. You know, I think we're still, in some ways, we're still installing. We're still doing some basic things to make sure that our guys have a foundation for the season. You know, like every team, we've got some injuries we're dealing with. But I think overall we do have a pretty good skill set of skill players on our team.
Bill, your coverage teams were really good. And then Leckler, Novak, and Keemon had a couple. Give us a progress report on your special teams after this one.
I thought our special teams played pretty well last night. I thought that Nick and Shane kicked the ball well. And I thought that our coverage units were really good. I thought our gunners. I thought that Kevin Johnson and A.J. Boye, Charles James, those guys did a nice job as the punt gunners, you know, the guys that run down there and really contain the returner. They did a nice job. I thought that a couple of the returns were decent. Keem Hunt had a couple nice ones. Some of that we need work on, especially in the punt return game. That's probably an area where we need to really work to improve this week. But I thought overall our special teams did a nice job last night.
Thanks, Bill.